We have come to the end of a year. I can hardly believe it myself. This is episode 2922 of the podcast, the end of the seventh year of the show. Every single day since we started January 1, 2017, a new episode with new ideas, stories, case studies, questions and answers, updates from listeners, just a whole community of people interested in creating freedom for themselves, economic freedom specifically. And I'm just so grateful for you. And I try to say that often, like I don't want to go on and on about it, but you are the reason we make the show every day. So thank you for being part of it. And without further ado, let's jump in. How can I start an adopt, don't shop pet business? That is today's topic. In this special New Year's Eve episode, we're going to help a listener explore how to turn their passion for the adopt, don't shop movement. This is for animals, adopting dogs, cats, maybe some other animals as well. Kind of encouraging people to go to shelters and such. It's a wonderful mission. Every pet I've ever had has been a shelter pet. So I definitely believe in that movement. But of course, at Side Hustle School, we're helping people with a business. So can they, in fact, turn this value system into a profitable business? Let's talk about what that looks like. We'll explore some ideas that align with her values and hopefully help other people as well. That's always the goal, to answer someone's question, but in a way that is useful to other people out there trying to start or grow their own projects. All right. As I said, thank you for listening. The detailed question from our listener is coming right up.
Hi, Chris. This is Laura from Erie, Pennsylvania. I'm an advocate for pet adoption, and I love the whole adopt, don't shop movement. I'd love to turn my passion into a side hustle or even a full-fledged business, but I'm struggling to figure out how it could be profitable since the goal is to encourage adoptions and discourage buying pets from breeders. It seems tricky to make money without compromising the mission. Do you have any ideas for how I could create a business that supports this cause while also being sustainable?
All right, a great question to end the year. And as I said, I love the movement. I actually do think there's something you can do here. I do think there is a clear path to monetization with a social movement such as this one, and it is to build a website that has various resources. It could include lots of links to various shelters, you know, around the country or I guess worldwide. It could include more information about pet adoption and how to care for your new pet. You know, there's all kinds of content you could create for that. And then you monetize the site with AdSense. We just heard from somebody yesterday, in fact, who's making a good income passively from AdSense revenue, basically Google Ads on a website he built. His website was about ergonomic home office furniture. And your website, in this case, is about pet adoption. And again, many of the resources that are helpful to people in that situation. So you got AdSense, or you could also do affiliate programs with Chewy.com, PetSmart. These are really big businesses. I know they have affiliate programs. And that seems the most logical path to me. There's probably some other opportunities like pet training and support services, maybe partnering with different people and groups and companies in different areas. But I just think in terms of scale and in terms of being able to create something that helps people wherever they are virtually, I think affiliate marketing and ad income with the right blog. So imagine you've got petadoption.com. I have no idea who has that. I'm sure somebody does already. You look for a domain, basically, but you imagine this was your website and a lot of people are going there every day. A lot of people are clicking links. You are getting paid advertiser income or commissions on purchases. That is the business model, I think. I'm going to leave you with that today and leave you listeners at the end of 2024, episode 2922. Thank you. If you've been around much of the year, thank you so much for being part of our community. If you have just discovered the podcast, that's cool too. I am so happy to have you here. And I'm so grateful to be able to make this show for you all this time. I could go on and on about that, but I'm not going to. I want to respect your time as always, and I wish you every success. Take care of yourself out there. My name is Chris Guillebeau. You're listening to Side Hustle School.
From the Onward Project.